Wars, the wake-up song, and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Thank you, inept hero. Cooking right along. Hey, we were talking about this, which is great. I'm so glad that my hopes went the right direction there. I could have sworn that in this year where everything seems to be just tailing off into a weird spin, that shooting dudes into space for the first time in 10 years from American soil was the worst idea ever. So I gave that thing about a 20-second shelf life before I'm like, well, just brace for bad news, John, because that's all you're getting this year. Just assume SpaceX explodes, and if it doesn't, you're happier. Well, it's good. It went off without a hitch.
iPad held up, huh?
The whole thing, the giant iPad was pretty awesome. That was nice. But my favorite part of SpaceX launching and our celebration, and there were tears and people on NASA channel that were, you know, losing their minds going, this is different. You know, it's the first time ever a private business has done this, which will speed up the process to space tours and all sorts of things. Well, if we even decide to do that, in our lifetime, we're going to be floating around there if we want to be, like trips to, around the Grand Canyon on helicopters. It's going to be kind of a cool thing if private industry has no hiccups. So first one off yesterday or Saturday was great. Russia, the leader of their thing was kind of like, great job, congratulations. I remember my first beer.
Yep.
They kind of got a little cocky about, like, we've been launching people for a lot longer than just once every 10 years. I mean, you've been hitching a ride with us the last decade. I don't hear you bragging about our launches. And it's because it's, you know, government state-sponsored launches. So this is the first time that a business did it with the help of NASA and all that. So it was neat. It was kind of a cool thing. I woke up early, purely by accident, Sunday morning, and watched them dock the Dragon into the space station. And what a process that
flawless.
Is. It takes forever. But they plugged it right in there it was pretty awesome. So that went off without a hitch so far. Now, it is 2020. And that space station could just blow up for no reason at all, or they brought coronavirus to the astronauts, right. Have it now, and the cosmonauts.
Yeah, don't put job well done up yet.
Don't know. Yeah, mission accomplished, not a thing. And the leader of NASA was on TV, on the NASA channel, and they're interviewing him from 7 feet apart because it was before they cured it Saturday night. But they're talking, and he goes, I'm cautiously optimistic. This guy's got the same feeling I've got. Look, it's 2020. I'm happy that the launch went well, but this isn't over. So he's basically saying a whole bunch of could still go completely haywire. They got to come back, you know. So he said, all I'm waiting for, I'll celebrate when they're on land again. You know, like, that's kind of how I feel. That was really neat, though.
We need your money and support.
That was cool. That was a neat thing. And to have all those people.
The cameras that are set up and just unreal. It's amazing.
I couldn't get, Channel 3's cameras kept cutting out.
Huh.
They're like a mile from their station. This guy they're in low orbit of Earth, and these guys are perfect, HD, high quality, everything. There's no shaking in the cockpit. Those guys were going
smooth.
15,000 miles an hour. And they're like, they're just twiddling their fingers. Oh, we'll get up there eventually. 15,000 miles an hour.
They didn't even stop at a Space Stuckey's, and they got there earlier. They got ahead of schedule.
Yeah, they were six minutes early.
Guys, sorry to wake you, but we're here.
Beautiful. 16 times around the Earth a day. Which is amazing when you think of the 25,000-mile circumference of Earth. They had to go around that thing a whole bunch to continually gain altitude to get to the space station, which is floating a little higher than I knew. That was neat. You learned a little bit. It was kind of a cool thing. And no one blew up. Awesome.
And the way that thing's designed, when something goes wrong in the first two engines, that little capsule ejects itself. Did you see that? How they do that? Because of the Challenger, they designed it that goes wrong.
Abort thing, yeah. Well, they kept talking about that. Yeah, they kept talking about
it. Automatically comes down, and then the engines drone their way back down to the ship.
That was the coolest part of the launch.
It's unbelievable.
They cut that first batch of rocket fuel and engine, and they're like, all right. And it was down and back on a boat. A drone boat, by
the way. 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes after they dumped it, it was like that, and it lands perfectly. And the boat is computer operated, and they communicate with where they're going to be and line up. Nobody's driving that. It's horrifying.
They were
sleeping. They were basically like, we got this. And that thing just scooted over, and they're like, well, the first part of this thing just landed back. We'll have that thing on shore in a second. They knew exactly how that was going to go. They knew exactly where to keep the drone boat. They had that one part where they – They have three abort moments
yep.
before they leave the atmosphere. The last one is Ireland, and it's 3 minutes into the flight. You think about going from Florida to Ireland in 3 minutes?
Amazing.
Essentially, wow. That's what they did. It's crazy. That was neat. That was a cool thing. And, I, you know, we haven't watched space launches for a while, and I think everybody sat back a little bit like a NASCAR race where it's like, I want this to succeed, but I'm here for the excitement. You know, it's not death-defying unless it's death-defying. So we've seen the other end. I'm glad it went off. But they're not back yet, so I don't count it. I don't count it until they're back. Then we can breathe a sigh of relief. But right now, so far, so good with SpaceX and Bob and Doug.
What was fun was trying to tell Kirby a little bit about watching. Like, you see, when I was your age and I watched it.
Did you do
You had
that?
A flat. You know, you couldn't say. You didn't have. You don't understand the cameras and stuff. Difference.
Oh, my God.
And then they would show a little bit of it. Is that what you're watching back then? Yeah.
Man. Yeah, it's like sand in
the
your eyes.
Audio. And
that's incredible. So it was pretty neat. That was a nifty thing. Pretty fun on that. And then the rest of the weekend was just heat. It's pretty much all there was to it. And we are a city that does not protest in the daytime, and I appreciate that. That would be wildly uncomfortable. You want to talk about people getting angry? Oof. I had an email from somebody that said, a longtime listener here, John. During this time of unrest, I think back to your idea back in 2014, which I tell people all the time. You wanted to watch riots on TV all the time, the riot TV station. Then years later, you came up with we had the Shame Network. We have come up with some pretty brilliant channels here on this show. I did some research, and the only significant thing I found was Reddit.com actually has / riot porn. You can make your Reddit channel all riots if you want. So somebody did it. Clips of the fun and watching the world burn if you're interested. There's always a riot going on somewhere, like you said. Why not have a channel? Well, Reddit has it. It's pretty amazing. Since I'm 2 weeks behind in your podcast, I giggle every time I realize that you guys have no idea what's coming. it would be completely fun to do that.
Oh, this riot has nothing on, like, what was the one where they grabbed Khomeini? Was it Khomeini they grabbed
that
and then
gorgeous.
No, that was Gaddafi.
Gaddafi. Yeah. Yeah.
Stabbed him in the butthole.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, a number of times.
That's impressive right there.
I mean, they were after one fella.
Yep.
Found him. And we're like, well, this is over. It's like, oh, no, it's not. Watch this. And they shanked his beehole. I've never seen it before, and the only way I would see it is on Reddit's / riot TV. And there's always a riot in the world somewhere. Somewhere there's a gaggle of people miserable and running around. So there's room for it. Now the internet gives it to
Maybe me. That's how, like, Jimmy Carter goes down, like in these riots. He's out there
Wouldn't
trying
that
to
be
keep
crazy?
The peace.
I've always thought that black people were inferior.
Get him! Get him! And then they stabbed Jimmy Carter in the beehole, which I would have lost every bet I have on Jimmy Carter's death. I have lined myself up so safely that Jimmy Carter car crash.
Head injury.
SpaceX hits him.
Oh, I'd be pissed because I had him for so many years. Now, yeah, this is how you go?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Shrapnel from like a house fire a mile away. I have every bet covered except stabbed in the ass to death by rioters. Drowning in peanuts. I mean, that's pretty
you
high.
You got time to add it in.
Yeah, that's 1,000 to 1, but here it is. Pretty amazing. Yeah, I would watch that riot. I think that Jimmy going out that way is tragic, but definitely entertaining. Rioters stole from the Apple store in Crate and Barrel, and then surprisingly, with a wild emotional left turn, stabbed Jimmy Carter to death in the asshole. We'll be right back.
What was the last thing he said? What was the... Rewind that.
Are we recording this? Rewind that, because I think that reporter, the Jimmy Carter or the golfer? No, the guy. The president.
Mm-hmm.
Stabbed him to death in the ass after Apple Store.
Then yes. They have a reenactment cartoon.
You can see it at Jake Paul's channel. He's documenting it.
Whoa, bro! Holy snap! I'm a documentarian!
That would figure he's the guy next to Jimmy Carter.
That would be
happening.
It.
He's got the video.
Ugh. Whoa, aren't you Logan Paul? No, I'm Jake Paul. Dude, watch out behind you.
Logan Paul, the football player?
No, Logan Paul's his brother.
He got in on
Logan
first.
Paul. Is there a Logan Paul football player?
Yeah, tight end for the Redskins. Is there Logan Paul?
I don't know. Hmm.
Isn't that his name?
Yeah, there's a Logan Paul who's got like 600 billion
He's your Jake
followers.
Scott.
Yeah, he's the one who went to the Japanese forest and filmed the dead guy. And the suicide thing didn't throw much trouble.
Oh, Logan Paulson. Yeah.
Paulson, there you go.
Yeah.
Not the same.
It was close.
But Jake Paul and
They're
Logan
related
Paul
somehow.
Internet superstars.
One's an asshole.
Not how,
one's a football player.
Not how it works. Yeah, the Paul brothers are not likable to anyone outside of being 13 to 18-year-old girls. They're just really not. This guy says, can we get back to fart jokes and fun? Like, what's morning sickness's favorite kind of farts? Morning farts, middle of the night farts, wake up for a second fart? Peeing and farting? Come on, guys. I need some help over here, Devin.
Peeing and farting is a nice release.
That comes with age.
Yeah.
Louis Anderson used to talk about that. My dad used to pee and fart at the same time. I was so jealous. I ain't doing that. You got to teach a boy some stuff. Yeah, peeing and farting is pretty amazing. So there's that. Outside of that, there's not a whole lot else going on, folks.
Yeah, sorry.
You know what? I always watch that the local news on the weekends because most of the time it's really funny. This time it was for news. And, between the fire out in Cave Creek and the tragedy porn they had going there on Scottsdale Fashion Square, yesterday's show was pretty great. But one thing that I couldn't wrap my head around, and it was proof that the looters are just blind or trying to cause trouble, was that in Scottsdale, I understand that they went over to the Fashion Square and across the street, the Mercedes-Benz dealership took a beating. Going to happen. Sprinkles got beat up pretty bad, which... High-end cupcakes, always been a scourge of the inner cities. But there's a store there I didn't even know still existed, and it was a Steinway Pianos. And they busted the windows out of that. And I'm like, there couldn't have been one guy there going, no, man, just skip this one. It's like, no, I want to be the next Frank Ocean. No, come on. What are you going to steal out of there? It's pianos. I'm going to get me a piano. Dude, Liberace. We are going to be so visible. If you roll out a piano.
It's a baby grand.
It's a smash and grab. Go in, grab it. You can't.
45 grand.
We're wasting our time. Man, I can sell that on eBay. You're going to struggle getting that home. I'm just telling you right off the bat.
No, I got the piano. Those music books are what I'm after.
The piano store is a waste of our time.
Did you say 45 grand?
Oh, yeah, for a grand piano?
Yeah, that might be on the low
end. Decent price.
Holy crap.
I thought I wanted a piano for a while, and I looked at a couple of them. $60,000 the first one I looked at. I'm like, that's a little... Heavy.
A little heavy.
I might go get a Casio. I can't play the piano. There's no reason to start here. But breaking into the piano shop, and then they interviewed the guy who owns the piano store, and he's just like, we're just a community. I'm like, you didn't expect that call, piano store owner.
No.
Your store got looted by rioters last night. What? You've got to be, piano store? I own the piano store. You're thinking of sprinkles. No. Your piano store. How much is that one? Yeah, $45,000 for a used one.
Yeah. A 2006 model.
Yeah, a 2006 7x10. Or 7x10. Holy cow, that thing's huge. That's an 8-foot.
Imagine rolling that one down the street.
I want this. Help me. No, man. Sprinkles? This store over here that has paper in it, we don't even know what it is. I think it's a Kinko's. But skip the piano shop. I want it.
Look at that.
You're on your own, man. You're on your own.
My Mima will be so happy.
This is what we're here for. I took lessons for 6 years, man. It's my only chance at a Steinway.
Sprinting down Scottsdale Road.
Yeah, goes, that rollers. Guy clearly is the one we're looking for from the piano shop. I told you, dumbass. We're easy to see because of your stupid piano needs.
No, I got an elevator in my building.
This is heavy.
It's like the beginning of Barbershop when they're dragging that ATM right. all.
You got that. Yeah, it's amazing. Why don't we make everything out of ATM material? They showed the Walgreens and Long Beach, and the place is destroyed, and the top of the ATM's gone, but the bottom of it's fine. I'm like, make everything out of that.
One of those Targets was the same thing. Yeah. They got like half of it out.
Yeah, they take the top off, like, we're in, and then they look and realize, we're not getting in this part, so skip it. And then I just saw M&M smashed on the ground, which is a crime. That's the worst of the looting. And the whole store was just turned over. And the ATM, they tried again. I think that would piss them off more than anything. It got that thing going. You can't get in there. We need to make everything out of airplane black boxes and what ATMs are made of because nobody can get in. They're impervious to people. It's
amazing.
How
do those black boxes survive every time?
That's the old thing. Why don't we make the planes out of the black box material?
I guess it wouldn't fly.
They would do. Maybe it's too heavy. But
too heavy.
We just went to the space station. They can fly. We can make that happen. Bob and Doug, we're in a giant ATM. Trust me, that thing is, you're not going to bust that with an axe. Yeah, I don't make it out of ATM material. Planes aren't light. It's just about boosting the engines a little bit. We'll get it up there. You know, it's weird. If it's too heavy, I bet you could put like 600 ATM. Well, they put all those cars and military equipment in a plane. We could do this. And make it so when they hit the ground, they just bounce.
Is that what the president's car is made out of?
The Beast. ATMs? Yeah, ATMs. They just make them out of old ATM equipment. But I looked, and the Long Beach drugstore was just destroyed. And you recognize stuff like Ho-Ho's and Afrin, and it's all over the ground. And then the ATM is just destroyed except for the box part. And like, we can't.
And I saw a two-minute video. The guy is working on the ATM. He had two of them, and he's pounding the bottom out of it, and his buddies are
Brady.
Laughing. At him because he can't get it open.
Pounding the bottom out.
Yeah, he was taken to the
dirty
base.
Talk.
Man, oh man, somebody had a weekend.
He's got to marry that ATM.
Man, that phrase doesn't just fall out of your mouth without a little bit of a experience over the last 48 hours.
With his hammer
pounding the bottom out of it. You lost me right there. I started thinking of something else, and you're involved.
Out.
It's creepy. Yeah, the piano is $1 million when Toledo just found it's 150 years old, but. Yeah, so a lot of weird things, a lot of strange stuff. And the funny thing was when they show the video of the people breaking into Fashion Square, I know exactly where they broke in, and it's like a meeting room. There's just a bunch of tables. The Apple stores, it just looked like they clear the tables, and they just smashed the tables. You're never going to have displays models again. That's essentially what it was. I was like, what?
Is that that timeshare room they take
you
in? Because I did a timeshare at Fashion Square.
I
hope they destroyed that.
That would be pretty great.
Can't do timeshares
Hilarious.
Anymore.
Just destroy the little
They got a bunch of timeshare rights now.
This little replica of the resort you plan to send me to is doomed.
Please destroy that.
That room can go. But yeah, the Apple stores was just a bunch of display tables. And they just started beating up the tables with their skateboards.
You'd have to be pretty dumb you've heard about, and there might be looting at the Fashion Square and you own the business.
Yeah.
There. To just leave all your stuff.
Well, they
out.
Warned them. They gave them plenty of it.
Yeah,
they told them to go home, but go in and get a bunch of the stuff and lock it up if you can. Put it over at the piano store. Nobody's going in there. And sure enough,
just the dumbest owner ever, leaving everything out.
The guy at Steinway has agreed to completely house all of the. Nobody's breaking into the piano store.
Yeah, I guess you're kind of screwed there.
Yeah,
you can't just get all those pianos.
They wiped me out of all my boba tea.
Yeah, the tea place, and there's a couple of spots that just go. Man, that sounds good. Some Earl Grey. I'm going in. But it's, that was odd. And just destroying stuff. And I will tell you this. I have a huge issue with white kids in their 20s looting because life has not been hard for you. You don't understand this struggle. You don't get it. Don't claim you do. Don't pretend you do. Support from the sidelines. You're not allowed to go into stores and steal stuff because you've been oppressed.
I saw
you haven't.
She was probably like a 35-year-old white woman holding a sign that said black genocide, like 1619 to 2020.
Right.
I'm like.
Well, she had an end date on it, huh?
Right.
She closed it out.
It's over.
She bookended.
I'm like, man.
Over.
Good on you, sister. Yeah. No, and I understand. And I'm. And
I was just
look,
thinking. I was like, I guess I'm. I understand what you're saying, but it's just weird that a
Give
white woman's holding.
Give that to someone else. Here, I made a great sign. You're a writer today. You're not the performer. Here, this is for you, Flip Wilson. I'm one of your white writers.
There are plenty of people to choose from all around you.
I can write for you because I'm funny, but I can't deliver this message right now and have any credibility. I just can't watch 20-year-old white people talk about how marginalized they feel.
The struggle?
Yeah. I understand you support it, and I think that's great. Speak out. But looting and going in, you're making the people you're supporting look terrible. It's so bad. And just seeing them, the kid on, the best one of the weekend is J.R. Smith, former Cleveland Cavalier. His video is pretty awesome because he called him some white kid and then said, I don't want to make this about race. He goes, this white kid busted my truck window and he didn't know who he was effing with. And there's a video of him beating the crap out of I chased him down and whooped his ass. And he put it on his Instagram. Before the news gets all over me for this, he busted my window. I found him and I whooped his ass. And he is kicking this kid in the face multiple times. My favorite part of the J.R. Smith video is his friend walking over to the guy filming going, come on, man, give him his space. While he's kicking some kid in the face. Come on, man, give him his privacy. This man just went through quite a bit and he wants to beat that white boy's ass very badly. But he broke J.R. Smith's window. So, J.R. Smith, you had every right to do that. But the last thing, and I'm not speaking for anybody, but I think the last thing the African-American community wants right now is some lunk-headed blonde 22-year-old to walk out with a handful of iPads and say it's for the cause. I just don't think that's the message that's going to work.
Well, in order for...
This is the video of J.R. Smith beating the tar out of
it. I don't know if you want to play it.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. No, that's the end of it. You should have seen him before. He's got him on the ground. Face kicks. And this guy's like, hey, come on. Give him his privacy, bro. Let him beat him up. And then another guy does it. There's two angles. But he face kicks him. And he's like, no, youngster, you're going to catch one in the face. And he did. And then he ran off. J.R. Smith did everything. And by the way, J.R. Smith was 100% right. You jackass. I get to, that kid listens to Jake or Logan Paul, there's no doubt.
Absolutely.
That jackass thinks that he's got a right to do this.
I get what you're saying, but you do need, I mean, absolutely. In order for changes to happen, everybody needs to be involved.
Totally agree.
I mean, there were white people marching with Martin Luther King.
March all day.
Yeah.
Stand for the cause. Be part of it. But you can't be one of the looting rioters and have any sensibility to that. You, a white guy who's screaming out injustice and I'm going to get my peace.
Sure.
No.
I mean, every straight person I know, I think, was down at the gay rights parade.
But not screaming out. We know what it's like to be drugged behind trucks. And that's essentially what these kids are saying. We understand all the pain they get. You don't understand any of it. Don't pretend you do.
Yeah, there's a problem. Insulting. If you try to pretend like you understand.
Well, anybody with a handful of iPads saying, I'm looting because I deserve this. Everybody's wrong for doing, but especially crackers who look like they're, trying to be supportive and they're involved, that you're not. You don't understand it. You can be supportive and
come on,
say,
man.
I can't.
You're standing there and the Target's wide open and there's a couple of iPads.
I'm leaving. I'm like, there's a riot going on. What am I standing here for? I'm not going to stick around a riot for. I'll buy an iPad tomorrow.
Just right
when it
there.
Calms
nobody
down.
Will say nothing.
No. I got an iPad. Well, my luck that J.R. Smith's iPad and I got my face kicked in. No, it's not worth it. If I'm around in a if I'm
Breaking
in a Target,
bad,
here's how it works. If I'm in a Target and a riot breaks out, I'm looking for exits. I'm not looking for all right, everything's free today. I'm not Brady would like the deals factor of it.
Well, maybe you were actually shopping and then the riot broke out and
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Left,
I'm leaving
so
the cart behind.
Yep.
I'm leaving it behind.
But you just don't grab one thing.
No, because all I think of is I got to run with the cart to my car. And then it takes me a second to get the keys out, unlock it, open it up, put everything inside. Now I'm a Target myself. Because I got a lot of nice things in there. And then
the new PS5 just came out.
It seems like the only time that everyone looting, the looters get along. Like, you don't, I'm sure it happens, but you don't see someone, with a loaded cart get jacked with their load.
No, it actually seemed very pleasant with the looting.
Yeah.
You got your stuff? Good for you.
Yeah. I didn't get one. Could you spare one of your 11 iPads? Because you wiped out the whole row.
Yeah,
it's a fight.
It was a little strange. I mean, at Christmas time, it's a fight. But during this looting, we're
seven people shot each other in Louisville. So there were definitely problems
exactly.
With
you
the
don't
rioting.
See that. There had to be.
Well, I'm just talking about like some of the videos I saw. There were actually people helping them get their TVs onto the cart.
Yeah, they're.
Oh, well, you can't lift that? Here, let me help you.
Going
out.
To the same complex, I think they're going to watch the fights whenever they're back. Yeah, it's weird because. And that's my own problem. I see, and again, it goes back. I'll keep using him as an example, but Jake Paul walking around inside Fashion Square saying, this is because it ain't right. We're tired of it. You're tired of it. You've lived the most privileged life of all.
Yeah, you can't use we.
You can't say we. You can't be part of it. You can say, I'm here for the right reasons. I'm here to support justice. Not we. Mm. You're
don't,
not a
don't
we.
Don't insert yourself.
You're insulting people with that. It's a privilege you don't understand you have. And that's not a bad thing. It's not your fault. White privilege is not somebody's fault, but you can't sit back and insert yourself in the cause and act like you understand
it. You can't be ignorant of it, though.
Don't, exactly. You don't understand it. You understand something's wrong. That's it. And it's everywhere. It's every side is wrong here. There's no 100% correct in this. There's nobody who's winning this battle right now. There's so much going on that's not right. And so few threads of correctness that are eventually going to have to tie themselves together. But right now, it's everybody's jackassing around with what started off as what could have been productive.
Hell, John, that white woman that thought she was black got all the way to the top
Rachel
levels
Dolezal.
Of that.
I know.
And
you know whose fault that is? Black people in the Tacoma, Washington
Spokane.
Region. It was a Spokane? Yeah. It is their fault for going, she's good. You cannot have a
vision.
Woman pretending to be black end up leading the NAACP chapter of your region without a little bit of guilt on your end. That's your fault.
That's impressive.
I'm blown away.
Background
I don't know,
check.
I don't
We're
know
lacking.
What she did. Well, look, she's just that impressive. And if that's the case, then they should have let her lead it because if she worked her way to the top, they're like, they liked her. What? She's not what? She's what?
She's white.
No. Well, then we had the guy here who was the white guy who was the leader of the NAACP, remember? And he was the one who, when the reporter walked by, he goes, man, she's got a great set of...
Like, oops.
You can't... First of all, I'm shocked I'm saying this to you, sir, but you can't be the NAACP spokesperson anymore, mainly because you're not... Hey. NAA or CP. I don't know what you are.
I don't know, John. When you think about it, I mean, you always mention that the potheads have to have, you know,
spokesperson.
Somebody in a right. nice suit talking for them. Maybe the black people are just like, listen, at this point,
little white person.
This ain't working.
Yeah.
Let's get a white
they
guy.
They don't listen to us. Old man, will you do it? Sure. Well, I've always loved the Negro man. So, all right, he's good. You're the leader of the NAACP. All right. Can I keep the beer? The beer's free. Hot diggity.
Hot diggity.
Where are the cameras? Point me in a direction.
I think Torp would be a
look
great
at the cans on that one.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the new leader of the Columbus chapter, the NAACP. Any questions? Sir? How? Don't know. I've always been a fan of the Negro man. Next question.
He can tell stories of how they lived with him growing up. You know?
Is it true you were part of a country club that didn't allow black people up until the 70s? Yeah. I wasn't for that, but...
But it was part of the revolution.
Love the club.
The breakfasts are unreal. And we let people serve us who were of color, so they were in there.
Oh, man. Avoid them. He would step in.
Absolutely. Oh, so fast. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's, you know... I just don't... and again, maybe that is me being wrong. I haven't assessed it enough, but I have no. I have an ingrained beef with young white people acting like they've struggled.
Texter says...
it hurts me.
John, shove it up your ass. Class of 2020 has it way worse than black people. Let's be honest.
Hey, get they didn't real. Get a prom, man. They
did, yeah, I know, and they're still celebrating. I thought we
That's
were done
That's why
with
they're
it.
Rioting.
That's
they
it.
Didn't get a prom or
this
graduate.
Is it. This is what happens when you don't give a class the walk and a trip to Cabo.
The virtual yeah. stuff didn't catch...
Screw that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody
need an iPad.
Anybody named Caden was allowed to steal an iPad this weekend. But I watched it happen. It made my skin crawl. It's you those little pricks. It's never been easier to be alive on this planet, and you feel like you know. And then you know Jake Paul again going back to that jackass. His quote is: "This is one of the most egregious things that's ever happened in American history." You know, like it's pretty bad, but let's not go crazy and start saying this is worse than the slave days and all, you know, all the lynchings that occurred on a regular basis with no laws. At least we're allowed to have a say. It's terrible, but let's calm down a little bit about that. Jake Paul, he's a millionaire off the internet. Come on, you're not that angry. You have had no reason to be. You get pulled over, Jake Paul. You're not nervous. I'm white. I get pulled over, I'm not nervous. I don't know what that feels like. I'm nervous because I'm like, what did I do? Not, am I going to die today? Stop it, crackers. Winston texts YT, the letters YT, when he talks to me about white people and me. That's when YT, and I took to that immediately. I think that's hilarious. I didn't even put that together, some YT. Right. That's brilliant. So I was telling Reggie something this week, and we were chatting back and forth with my buddy in Chicago. And I said, well, that's as a YT. And I went, and he goes, YT, what the hell is that? Because that's brilliant. And I'm like, Winston calls me YT. And he goes, that's never going away in my life. And I'm like, it's perfect.
John, throughout all of this, did you see the pictures of the two guys going ATM on each other in the middle of the riots?
I did not. There
you didn't
was
see that?
Ass-to-mouth
oh, yeah.
riot?
Yep.
What? See, this is must-watch TV.
A, what city? B, how did the people around it, you know, everybody says the cops up in Minneapolis didn't do anything to stop it. If I've got people going ATM next to me.
You're filming it.
No, I'm getting away from
it.
I'm getting away from it. There's going to be some splashdown collateral damage on that.
Well, you don't get too close, John.
No, you certainly don't. You get far away. Again, I'm at a riot. I'm going home.
I mean, that's impressive.
I'm going home. I'll watch this
on
TV.
It's hot.
It's too hot for ATM in the first place. That had to smell terrible.
Just to get hard in the middle of all those rioters.
I could do that.
Could you?
I got no problem with that.
That's a mountain topper right there.
I'm getting hard right now talking about getting hard. This thing works.
I would think that's a challenge.
My friend Mark Stebbings, I don't want to use names, but he told me this weekend that he's had trouble getting erections a lot.
Oh, good person to tell.
Yeah, well, I told him. I said, the secret's safe with me. It's in the vault. And we were talking about that at dinner. We went to the Biltmore at dinner Friday, and luckily nobody rioted because it was lovely. Pomo was open. There was no one there. We had the patio to ourselves. But he was talking about having, you know, some medicines and stuff that's going to help him with that. And so I've just been on this and his rampage lately, just joking around because he's going to have a stroke or something. So I've been joking with him a lot. But evidently he's struggling with erections.
Just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that the struggle is real for white people too.
So definitely in a riot, Mark Stebbings is not having.
He's not. He's going to be. ATM. Let's not use names. Mark Stebbings doesn't need that.
Sorry, my fault.
But yeah, he told me that. He texted me about, you know, taking shots for something, and I'm like, you can't get hard anymore. And he fought me for a little while, but I know the truth. So, but on the flip side, I enjoyed maintaining a natural erection a lot this weekend, and also could do it during a riot. But I don't think I could ever perform ATM in a crowd or maybe at home alone.
Maybe you have like a police fetish thing, so when they come, well, and hit you, kind of.
Yeah, it's like the porn where the cops come. We're going to complain about noise here. It's like, all right, it's about to go down.
You know what I didn't see?
Riot fetish.
I didn't see one police woman.
You didn't?
I saw
a
couple.
Did you see one?
Oh, yeah, I did. In Jacksonville or something, one of the cops was going off, like the bad cops, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And this female cop came up and swung him around and told him to go away.
Oh, she was in charge, huh? Yeah.
She must have been because she
you're too aggressive.
She put the hammer down on him. It was hilarious.
I didn't see any on the front lines, though, like, you know, with the barricade.
I saw one that was in a line with a long, and I thought it might have been Florida as well.
If I'm a rioter, I go, hey, there's their weak point right there.
Yeah. Your Red Rover breakthrough.
She's your one.
Yeah. Hey, you look at him at the baseball games. You go, all right, that security guy.
Old people.
He ain't stopping
old
anybody.
Women, yeah. I always look for I look for exit routes wherever I am, and I look for what's designed to stop me. Can I get over that or can I get by that? And I see that old man. I'm like, that's easy. I'll knock his helmet off. It's barely resting on his
Chase
head.
Chase Field's full of them. You're like,
Chase Field, they put those poor old men are sitting just outside the fence for foul balls, just outside the protective line, and they place – what I think is the ice cream helmets. I don't even think they give them the good ones. Yes. I think it's the ones that you get ice cream, buckets of ice cream or popcorn. And they gently place it on their hair. It's not even covering their heads. And they sit and
it's
like that. He's the last
for
barrier.
Slight delay. That's all that is. Those are just delays.
Yeah, of course. But he's the last line of defense from me getting into that field. I'm getting on the field. If I have half a brain, I'm going to get past him. Now, if he's a jiu-jitsu master, I tip my cap to his ice cream helmet.
Aha!
Oh, I didn't know this. Well played, sir. But yeah, I don't look at female cops. You know, here's the thing about the small cops, though, that you got to think about. They still have guns.
Right.
And you start.
That's true.
They're going to
I don't think they're using their guns very much in this deal.
You run over a chick and go, because you're a woman. She's probably going to shoot you. And
I'm just saying,
so.
If I'm going to pick a spot,
because
they were charging those lines every once in a while.
John, if I see a hot female cop, is it too soon to use this line?
Okay.
Girl, are you a knee? Because you take my breath away.
Oh, yes. That's horrible. Yes, you can't do that. I'll let you get down on my face any day.
What? Step back, please, Logan.
Step back.
I need some eye pads. I'm white. The struggle is real.
If you're going to do the ATM anywhere, yeah. You do it in front of that chick.
I haven't seen the ATM video. That's disturbing to me.
Somebody just sent a pic.
Send it to me.
It's gross.
Is there actual video of it or just pictures?
I'm not into that in the first place.
I saw a picture. I did not see a video. John Henry in Chandler Estate says, I'm privileged and black. Can I just outsource my looting to like Grubhub
right,
or something?
Hire a guy. By the way, I'm a big fan of ATSTM.
That's the one!
Which is... to mouth, to shower, but not in that order. Oh, wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Is that two dudes?
Yeah, that's what ATM is in this situation, is a couple of fellas.
I was thinking it was a guy and a girl
one.
Doing it. In.
Yeah, they skipped my TS part of ATSTM, which is ass, to shower, to mouth. Got to clean that off.
You're gonna, that is how you riot.
In this day and age of coronavirus.
That is how you riot.
They like rioting.
That'll scare every white guy across the country.
Unlike, to answer your question earlier, unlike my friend Mark, I could get an erection during a riot. Whether or not I could pull that off, I don't know. Because I'm not gay. And happy Gay Pride Month. That started today. We kicked it off with a bang, folks. Go out. You know what's going to be great is when the protesting and the rioting confuse itself with the gay pride parades that are going to start happening. That's going to be a vision. The senses aren't going to be able to take what goes on there.
Chaos when Antifa comes into town.
Antifa meets the police.
Oh, my God.
And you've got rainbows and black people and Logan Paul's friends and a bunch of kids with skateboards and the cops. What's going to happen at the Denny's on 7th and Camelback comes June 8th? I'm horrified.
John, it's a little early for what would Brady do, but my 18-year-old son ended up in Scottsdale Saturday night. He is beyond white.
Yeah.
He stood in the back and would just tell people he's just there to support their rights and to see history. Wasn't happy when I found out his dumbass was down there, but he did get some pretty good video footage.
Well, good for him. And you can be supportive. But once it turns into a riot, what you're supporting is dumb. A decent person goes home.
Oh, did you see all the selfies? It was great.
The looting selfies?
Of it. Yeah. This one woman and this black guy kept running up the line of cops, and they'd turn around and do selfies constantly, and they were doing like – just they'd go down the line with all the cops. Doing
a decent person doesn't hang around when crap hits the fan. They go home.
Right.
And you certainly
all right,
don't,
that's enough for me.
You don't chronicle it with photos.
This was before everything went to hell, so I think they just wanted to, you know, hey, we're here.
Man, you watch all those cameras go up in the air, and everybody's filming. You, the guy next to you, the guy, everybody's got the same angle. And I couldn't help but think it's just people showing their friends later. Oh, look how close I got to the front lines of the riots. Yeah, I was there.
Got hit with a rubber bullet.
It's all self-serving. It's all for that. The Paul kid was there for the clicks and the views. He's there to make money. And it was transparent and disgusting. And I hope that, he ends up prosecuted for breaking and entering and inciting and all sorts of other stuff.
Trespassing.
He can say he's chronicling, but he doesn't have a media pass. So
no, he's not a media member.
He's broke the law. And I can't stand that.
That guy that had his son there taking pictures and not knowing. And there's plenty of parents who are like, man, you have no idea. If they come back around, like you're in that Apple store and you get caught,
you leave.
That stays with you for a while. That record,
I don't know if they'll have like little moments of like we're let this go, give the property back to whatever. There's going to be some leniency on that, but at the same time, if they get caught.
Yep.
Yeah. It's weird. The whole thing's so weird. I can't put my finger on it. I'm not going to pretend I understand it. I don't. But it's just flat weird. I just don't want people to get hurt. I don't want my neighbors to be sketchy like they were all weekend due to the internet and its falseness and some of the real stuff. And, it turns out the threats on Fashion Square were real. Threats on the Biltmore were real. They got security up. Were the threats on the homes real? Who was reading that thinking, oh, this is my time to, some incel in his house? I mean, all the dangerous dominoes that could have fallen didn't last night. You got to give that. Cooler heads prevailing moment, but man, is it just weird. There's no other way around it. Just the feeling of strangeness that's over the top of us for the last however many months with beyond this
and then
recent
happened.
Stuff, but the coronavirus and all this strangeness that it's just weird. And it's all at once. I mean, we've weathered some storms. There's been some things in this country that, I'm not old enough to remember, but the 60s had to feel a hell of a lot like this, where every time you turn around, a politician's getting shot on television. You get Martin Luther King, Kennedy's, both of them. You got the Vietnam thing. There's protests every week. There's riots in the streets. You got civil rights. That's all going on in a five-year period. From 63 to 68, 69, you've got chaos completely. So we've been through it before, and you can lean on some older folks to say, hey, this isn't new. But, man, is it for the first time for me ever, like, all-encompassing, boom, this is happening at once. And that coronavirus is something that not many people have lived through. You got a couple of 100-year-olds that have been like, when I was a baby. But nobody knows what it's like to have a pandemic sweep across an entire world. And then throw this in the mix. This is a weird stew we got brewing this year.
There's definitely more end of times talk going around.
Let those idiots chat. That's the worst thing you can do is start
saying. It's all over, John.
Yep.
And let it be all over, but don't start rooting for it. I saw some religious guy on TV going, it is the time for you to get right with the Lord. He was happy. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. You're basically calling for the death of everybody who's not just like you.
Queso's flying out the door for Jim Baker.
Yeah, exactly. He's selling cheese, and unfortunately, he won't be here to see it. But unbelievable to sit and go, this is great. The Lord is calling his flock.
You still have time.
Well, there's 7 billion of us and about 1.5 billion of you. So you just said 6 billion people are going to die because they're just not conforming to your thoughts. That's horrible.
John, don't you still celebrate have time this. To get your membership.
Yeah, don't celebrate this. I don't want it. I don't want to be a member of that team. Anybody who celebrates this kind of thing is a wacko. Maybe it is end of times, but what if you're wrong, jackass? What if it's Barack and Muhammad come flying back on that magic horse and you're going to crap your pants? So stop with that and stop scaring people with it. I've blown religion up in their ears when they don't feel the same way as you. And scaring yourself. It's just not time for that. Don't add that garbage into the mix. Good God. We got enough to deal with. Logan and Jake Paul taken from my Apple store.
Don't put Logan in there.
So Logan was just as guilty because they can't tell them apart. Most people kept saying to Jake last night, are you Logan Paul? And he's like, yeah. What up, bro? Oosh. Whoa. I'm a documentarian. So do you think it happens again tonight? We got a curfew till the 8th.
Well, it was supposed to, you know, what happened last night. Because there's a call there in my neighborhood. Definitely had a couple of families wigged out. One was going to take the whole family and go to the mother-in-law's house. They're that worried.
Yeah. That it was gonna they were going to get out of your neighborhood?
Well, mother-in-law's a sharpshooter or something?
Well, what happened was there was a
that's where the
home.
Protection is, Sean.
Come over to mama's house. I got your back, kids.
Kids, we're going to go to mama-in-law's house.
Don't hang out with that person
anymore. Annie Oakley is your grandmother?
I'll be hanging out the window taking care of all these here looters. Come over to mama-in-law's house.
That's a weak person.
That is. Well, no, they got it. What stemmed behind it was people that had the rumor was it was going to be rioting in downtown Gilbert.
Uh-huh.
And then one of the groups had gotten addresses of business owners, and they said they were going to go to the
houses.
Houses. Yeah.
Pretty great stuff. But going to grandma-in-law's house,
I'll take care of it.
That's a tough mother-in-law. I think normally just have mother-in-law come over and stay with me.
Sure.
We're going to go over to her house.
Well, they were out of town.
She's got a perch built and all that.
Wait, they were out of town?
The mother-in-law wasn't. Like, you could stay at our place.
Oh, he was a business owner. He was worried that people were going to try to kill him. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different way.
Yep.
It all comes out in the wash eventually. It took a second. But yeah, so I don't say if Gilbert rioted, I'd giggle. Because, I mean, I think there'd be, like, people walking around in bedazzled jeans.
Yeah, I don't know what happened at Santan.
The one black guy they're mad at.
Some there.
Wearing their affliction.
Yeah. I don't think black people even care to go to Gilbert, let alone tear it down.
If it gets to Gilbert, all hell's broken loose.
Yeah. We've lost all the regular parts of the city. The Mormons all.
What's left? Gilbert!
Yeah.
Do we have to?
It's kind of far. Yeah. Never mind.
I think we made our point.
Yeah, this is enough. Let Gilbert stand. It's too much.
They just redid their downtown area.
And it's boring, you know. Not a whole lot going on. They close at 10. I'm not interested. They've already got a curfew. But I wonder if it'll happen again tonight. I wonder if this is the tension.
I don't know. That's a Monday.
Yeah,
wait till the weekend.
I think Sunday kicked in a little yesterday, too. It's like, I got to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And, so we got the curfew.
That's Tempe was supposed to be the big.
All week. We talked with Brad Williams a little. Yeah. I text with you know, the guys from the Stand Up Live and stuff, they're supposed to have shows this weekend for the first time. And now this happens. And they're not allowed to have people at after 8 o'clock downtown. So, like, what do? We'll just do, no offense to Brad, shorter shows
Mini
earlier.
Sets.
Yeah. And who wants to go see a comedy show at 4:30 in the afternoon on Friday and then run for their lives after just in case it starts?
Go,
over?
Go, yeah. Go, go.
Downtown's a place to be. That's where the action is.
It is kind of fun. But I'm going to, you know, my mentality has to take quite a right turn to say, hey, that was fun. Brad was great. All right, everybody, put your hats and gear on. We got to go out to the car because it's about to start. I'm glad we went to this 4:30 matinee comedy show. What was it? 8 o'clock? We're not allowed to be outside because of the potential death and murder. Okay.
They're rioting earlier because of the curfew?
Hey, I got 4 tickets to Brad Williams. You want to go? Where is it? Right downtown in the heart of the mess. You bet.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Yeah, we'll get a little food over there at the Tilted Kilt and we'll wander over, maybe even go to Copper Blues, have a drink beforehand, get a little tipsy, and then get our senses about us and try to dodge the riots. I want them to succeed. I want this stuff to get back to normal, but that's like the worst week in the world. We're opening up again. What's this then? Riots.
Is there any way we could fast track this Chauvin character's trial? Can we just get this over with in a couple of days?
That's a whole new America.
Guilty. And
just hurry up. Well, convict him of whatever it is these people want.
Hey, you want this to
and
like,
the best end? The best part of the weekend we're not even talking about was,
hello, Twitter world.
O.J. Simpson popping up.
Yours truly. You know, when somebody kills somebody, they should be jailed.
Maybe like, you should sit this one out.
My God, O.J., stop saying words.
Well, I think when somebody has been in a situation where they are clearly guilty of murder, they should be in jail.
Hey, Twitter world. I just got home from playing golf and kind of hanging out after
with white people.
Some of my guys. And by the time I got home, I had so many text messages, I couldn't pick them up. You know, people are calling me and said, OJ, are you
looking at this?
Fox News? somebody named Ingram, Laura Ingram. They said, can you believe that she has Mark Furman on as a guest talking about this subject?
Yes,
this
it's subject. Laura Ingram.
Yeah.
The same Mark Furman who we heard on, I think, 33 occasions say things like all niggas should be.
Oh, geez, I didn't know he was going to go. I'm not allowed to do that today. I'm not going down that road.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know OJ was going to blast the big bomb.
Man. He's getting racy over here.
Yeah. You know, Mark Furman was a bad dude, but then he wrote a book that kind of proved you did it.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're going to pick a guest, though.
No, you don't want to have Mark Furman on TV.
No, no, no.
I don't know. Same reason
not,
I won't
during,
let OJ finish.
A riot.
Same reason I won't let him finish that sentence. It's like, it's just cooler heads prevail at that point. I don't necessarily bring Mark Furman in the mix here.
It's not really helping.
You
matters.
Understand racism, hey, Mark? A little bit. You were a cop. Yeah, I'm not really a good representative right now.
not the perfect guest.
He's not the guy I want on representing anybody.
No.
Even if he's changed, and he probably has. Murder in Brentwood's a fantastic murder in what's this, Stanford, or what was the one up there, the Kennedy kid? And he went back and rewrote, looked at all the evidence, and solved the case. Actually turned out to be a fairly good investigator with some pretty skewed views. Can't do that.
How about the fun conspiracy theories? I sent you guys that one.
Great stuff. That cop is an actor.
Oh, my God.
This is all part of a plan.
Oh, man.
Well, I got one that said
people spend some time.
That George Soros funded the coronavirus, got everybody to wear masks, and then this happened so nobody could be identified. So it was all part of his plan to go, all right, we'll start a thing. We'll make it so masks are mandatory in society, and then the riots will happen. I'm like, man, oh, man, that's some thinking. And to pull that off, let me say this. I elect George Soros leader of the planet. I don't agree with him, but he gets things done.
If you actually got it all to work out perfectly like you wanted.
Man, is that impressive. Well, they're all wearing masks now, and that's part of the plan. Now, Plan B begins. Roll out Plan B, the riot. We'll have one of our good actors kneel on a man's neck, and then people will go nuts. He'll have to die. I'm sorry. There's some collateral damage here. He dies. The other cops are in trouble. And then we'll start the city riots. It's all part of my incredibly flimsy plan that's working perfectly.
That one had the Chauvin in Sandy Hook and at the Boston Marathon.
That's right. He was at both. Because all of that stuff is fake.
He was on the Costa Concordia, too.
That's right. That one was real, Brady. Yeah. Unfortunately, no one cared about that enough for it to be fake. That's an actual accident. You know, from the little Italian captain swimming away from it, which is the best part of the Concordia. But yeah, they've got pictures of the cop that's now in jail and on suicide watch. He was at Sandy Hook as a policeman also, correct? He was playing a part of a policeman there too. Yeah. And then at the Boston bombing.
And if you look at the photos, it's not even that.
No, his head's on his shoulder. It's like over to the left a little. It's like, well, that's not even very good. I looked up Emma Watson nude this weekend because
man, those are some bad Photoshop.
Oh, man, I got a couple of them in there.
Like, screw it.
I mean, I finished to it because it's still Hermione.
Some of them are so awful.
And I've been pretty much keeping my eye on Hermione since the second one. She got good hair. I think she's going to develop. And she did. She looks pretty good. But, yeah, there's a couple of them that you're like, man, these aren't even – you're not even trying. I might as well have duct tape over the top of her head. That's such a bad –
I think they were made with the same people that did the effects for Harry Potter.
Yeah, it could be. Because it's just kind of like, ooh, that's making my eyes hurt a little
bit. That is some professional Photoshop there.
Yeah, his second head is hardly noticeable.
They don't even need Photoshop.
Is that him at the Boston bombing?
Doesn't even look like
him. At the Boston bombing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some conspiracy theories that roll from this.
Is that supposed to be all three, the same dudes at the Boston bombing? They're perpetrating everything?
Apparently, yeah.
Well... Yeah, they're just saying it was fake and they used the same actors. There's a group of local actors that instead of getting into film, got into these conspiracies and they all show up at the tragic events.
You got to pay me a lot of money to be involved in that kind of stuff.
Man.
All right, actors. All right, here's places. The bombs are about to go off. Places.
Cut, cut, cut.
We're filming the fake bombing. No one will notice in a city of 4 million that we faked it.
These are our patsies.
This is exactly who we're going with. You're looking great.
Nice Chauvin, and brown.
Chauvin, up front and center. You're our star.
I want a lead role.
Years from now, you'll have a lead. Right now, you're just a supporting character. Someday, you'll be a lead in a video that we fake.
There at Sandy Hook. All right, everybody together. We're going to pretend to kill kids.
Yeah, we're going to kill five-year-olds today. That should get our agenda across quite nicely. So we all know it's fake. Places! Chauvin, once again, you are bucking for the lead.
Get the drone up in the air. We need the overhead shots.
If I don't have a lead role by 2020,
you'll have a lead.
Finally, his time has come.
I want to be a solo guy. Tired of being in the shadows. I've done everything. I'm walking tall. I'm looking good, and you guys keep putting me in the background.
Fine.
We put together your fake records.
Chauvin, front and center.
Yeah, anybody who believes that is a little bit crazy. Now, there is some wag the dog to a lot of things, but boy, oh boy. If this is what we're up against as a society, we've already lost. There's no winning. So if they're willing to pretend to blow up the Boston bombing and everyone in Boston is in on it, wow, we lose.
Oh, that's probably why Alex Jones isn't going to touch that conspiracy, because Sandy Hook's involved.
I mean, paid a ton of money.
Yeah, never mind.
Can't talk about that one. Have to throw another $1.5 million at somebody. But there's no doubt in my mind that Chauvin is the Alec Baldwin of the entire movement of fake stuff. Put him on the menu. I'm going to eat his ass. Officer Chauvin, if that's your real name.
Well, probably not if he's faked everything.
I'm auditioning for this thing this weekend. I don't even know what it is. I just hope I get the role. What is it? I don't know. I think we're going to pretend to kill, like, loads of people.
It's produced by the Deep State.
Yeah, I don't know. Deep State Productions.
Production.
I think it's Seth Rogen's company. I don't know. I didn't do a lot of research. I just need a job. I'm tired of waiting tables at the Rainforest Cafe.
Well, between the rioting and the COVID news, I just had to get away from it all. And I turned to the Jeffrey Epstein documentary.
Pretty good stuff, yeah.
Oh, my God. We watched one episode, and I'm like, I told Lisa.
It's slow.
I have to be in the right frame of mind for this.
It's hard to get into it right now. Yeah. to jump off of reality into documentary about a pedophile with billions of dollars, it's not exactly comfortable.
And the government being...
Well, they're in on it. I mean, that one is a wag the dog where you're like, wow, that dude got help from every angle.
That's not one I'm going to binge. I know there's only 4 episodes, but I just don't want to binge it.
I got through 1.5, and I had to stop, and then did one a night for the next 2. It's no fun. There's nothing really to watch that's just old episodes of Cheers. That seems to always get me through the evening. This is fun. Sam and Woody having a good time. Very rarely rioting. Very rarely. A couple episodes they got into it, but. And then the Boston bombing happened right outside the Cheers. Carla's leg flew off. It's all fake. It's all part of Cheers. Insane elsewhere. It's 7:24. What do you got on the big board of musical treats today?
All right. Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in beautiful Gilbert, perhaps, get in touch with us. ELOteam.com. We got Black Sabbath up here, Heaven and Hell. Kill Switch, The End of Heartache, live, Operation Spirit, old school live.
I got a text from one of my cop buddies that says, Eric, you want to attack the girl cop? Bring it. There's 20 hungry beasts standing right behind her. We got her back.
Yep. I just said it was a weak point. I'm not saying attack it.
Oh, yeah, no. There's definitely, all right, yeah. Women are weak, according to Eric, and physically.
Well, if I'm going to go...
I don't think you're going to find a 35-year-old linebacker for a women's pro team among the police officers.
Because, Eric, they're looking at the pile of protesters going, he's the weak one.
Yeah. Exactly. Because
you're the one that's like 5'4".
Oh, I agree. I'm the weak point in the protest.
Bring it. Yeah.
We just got sent this.
That's not real. Is that real?
Is that Elmo burning down garbage cans?
That's a hell of a mask.
That is a cumbersome.
That's him for real.
And I'll tell you right now, that's the most cumbersome way I've seen someone avoid the coronavirus. The full Elmo mask.
And it's got to be hot.
That's not a mask.
That's Elmo head.
That's a full
Elmo head.
Vegas strip Elmo
head. Yeah, see, they shut those guys down at Vegas right now. So
they got to do something.
Yeah, they're bored.
Turns out, there isn't a guy in the suit. He's real.
That's awesome.
And fairly easy to identify.
How 2020 is that, though?
And I'll tell you right now, he is mad about what's going on in the world.
You got to put that on our social media so everybody can see it, Toledo.
Burn it down.
What, Elmo?
Burn it all to the ground.
Why?
Elmo mad.
You're adorable when you're angry.
You'll see.
Elmo going to eat your ass. Now, if Elmo is standing next to all these people at Sandy Hook and the Boston bombing and some of these protests, then we're on to something.
It's like, where's Waldo? Hey, look, there's the Elmo.
Well, that's not too hard. There's an Elmo in there. This is the easiest game I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's bright red.
Like a giant red head standing amongst humans. Like finding Elmo in a patch of red-headed people might be tougher, but for the most part, I can find Elmo pretty fast. There he is. It's gigantic-headed Elmo. Well, Elmo's voiced by a black guy. Or puppeteered by a black guy.
Well, he was.
Yeah, the guy that got caught for being children.
Elmo, no, the struggle is real.
All right. No, you're in jail.
Elmo's been molested along with those kids.
Elmo feel it. Elmo walk in those shoes.
All right, this is sad. Elmo's mad.
Racial injustice against Elmo.
Well, you did have sex with children.
Not me.
Don't, Elmo.
It was just the hand in his ass that did it, not him.
Well, that was him.
Was it?
That was puppeteer.
You're blaming Elmo?
Puppeteer. I blame Elmo for that. Elmo is a representative of the man whose hand's in his ass. We all are, really. If you have a hand in your ass, that person currently owns you, and whatever they think, you think. It's like Avatar. You combine ponytails and tails. It's pretty much one brain.
Apparently, it's the deep state. It's in my ass.
It's all fake. Everything's fake. I wish that was true. I'm actually kind of wishing that was all true, and then someday at the end, this da-da-da-da-da-da, we fooled ya! What, none of this was real? No! We're just playing around. Here's a bunch of the kids from Sandy Hook. The Boston bombing was fake. These riots aren't even real. Like, ah, hot diggity. The piano store guy's okay? Eh, just lost a window. That's awesome. I'm so glad that you did that. Why?
They did it for fun?
Ah, with just a bunch of pranksters. We've taken it too far. We're the super irresponsible and practical jokers. It seemed excessive.
I thought it was for world domination. No, you're doing it just
for laughs.
Laughs.
For kicks. Thanks, guys, for revealing. Those guys, the joke is, we got to let him off the hook.
Joke?
We got to let him off the hook. It's been years. No, let's do another thing.
That Sandy Hook thing was our crowning achievement.
I thought that was great. People would, still laughing. Yeah, but a lot of laughs on that one. Yeah, world domination, they terrible job. I don't understand any of it. I don't care whatever song's on.
All right.
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters at all.
Nine Inch Nails heresy, that sounds like.
That's perfect. That is perfect. Yeah, Elmo helmet. That's a guy going out there trying to ease some tension and burn some stuff down. Because he's running away from the fire. He clearly said he's the only one nearby.
Ah!
In the Elmo hat. So he has a sense of humor about it. I just thought I'd come down as Elmo. Why? I don't know. It seems tense. Elmo is our guy, folks. That's America in a nutshell. Anyway. I did get another text from a cop that said, we will try and get Jake Paul arrested. He broke and entering. He did not have media credentials. He wasn't documenting anything. He was inciting. Like, oh, boy. This could get fun. But that'll just help him. The worst part about it is that'll just make it bigger. When he just goes and has his court case and then comes back and goes, oh, I was part of this, and they're trying to shut people up, and he'll turn this into a thing where he gets more clicks and views.
Hey, you're fine.
Miserable mess. And he's got the money to pay the fine.
Yep.
I don't understand I don't understand a lot of entertainment stuff. The dude, he and his brother Logan are crushing. And they're cute. That's why. They're handsome boys. And they've got teenage girls wrapped around their fingers. So, you know, and those people don't understand life experience. Good for them for targeting and nailing an audience, but he shouldn't have done that. He's got to know he was wrong. You can say you were documenting it all, but that's not what people turn to you for. At least be honest. I'd respect him a little bit if he said, hey, I know where the views are. I'm pretty smart about this internet thing. I know how to get people to view my stuff, and this is just going to be big for me. I would respect that more than anything else. I still think he's wrong for what he did, but at least there's an honesty factor rather than he's the crucial source of news in this situation. Jackass. And we had a lot of influencers out there. You said that Beer Girl. What's her name?
Madison.
Madison Beer, that yeah. smoking hot girl that got yelled at and started to cry because she's too pretty and people were mad at her for being too pretty and now she's an activist. All these influencers are going to start showing up. Olivia Jade will be down
at USC. They
put
out a list of, you know, like 20 or so celebrities that are all partook in.
Yeah. John Cusack got his bike beaten up, which is pretty funny because he was by a burning car and the cops were like, step away from the car. They didn't know it was John Cusack and they started yelling, I'm just getting people away. And then they started to billy club his tires on his bike. And he's like, this is the sound you're hearing is them tuning up my bike with their billy clubs. Totally unnecessary. And I'm like, so was John Cusack's presence by a burning car.
He got it on video?
He got
the audio.
The audio of it, yeah.
And then he kind of backtracked afterwards. That look, I was.
Yeah, you shouldn't have been down there riding your bike, John Cusack.
Well, don't you kind of. Like if you live in that area.
Yeah, well, sure. You can stay at home. I have friends who live in that area. Sure. And they were told to stay at home and they did. They didn't get on their bikes and go, let's just go tour it. Oh, burning car. Let's film that. And the cops are telling you to leave. And you're just like, hold on. I'm not done filming the fake burning car. And then the cops hit you with a billy club. And they're just hitting his bike, just letting them know, get out of here. And John Cusack's like, they owe me a new bike. This is racial injustice. That bike was pricey.
Could have been one of those $2,000 bikes.
Yeah, two. More than that. Cheap bike.
That's cheap?
It's not expensive.
$2,000?
$5,500.
Decent bike.
My God.
$55 is even decent.
Yeah,
a
starter.
Really expensive bike. You can get a street bike to get up in like 20s.
My God.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And you ride it and you're like, it's a car. It's perfect.
Until it gets stolen.
Until it goes away. Well, you got two more. It works out great.
Brady was logging some time on the TikTok this weekend. All those videos you sent.
Yeah, had a late morning session on Sunday.
Hardcore TikTok.
Man, I was like, every video you sent us was TikTok.
It should. They should. They know your age. The phone knows like your algorithms and everything else. It knows you're mid-50s. It knows you're spending too much time on TikTok. On your phone, every single time you click on TikTok, it should have a little thing that says, are you sure you want to be a pedophile today? And then you have to click yes. To watch any more TikTok videos.
I think you were just trying to prove a point. See, there's other stuff on there.
Yeah.
You know, here's some great riot stuff from TikTok.
That's what all pedophiles say. I was just here for these videos, and I didn't even know these existed. That's why I watched 80 of them.
They were good videos.
Sure. Yeah, it's a good front for the TikTok pederast in his 50s. That's all about news. And my God,
there's
how
no
old is
dancing
she?
Dancing girls and the ones that I...
Yeah, you, I was waiting for the right. dancing girl one.
Well, I'll send
gonna,
some of those.
You're not going to send those. Yes.
Where are the teens dancing?
Yeah, you're going to send them one. See, it's legitimate news source. And also, whoever that is. Oh, the eighth grade. TikTok's weird. Every time I've even... Thank God they don't let you click, because I've been on the thing where it shows you all the videos you could be looking at, and I'm like... Teen porn, teen porn, teen porn, teen porn, teen porn. Angry rapper, teen porn, teen porn. Ugly kid dancing. Ugly kid who thinks they're an influencer. Teen porn, teen porn.
Injuries, injuries.
I'm looking at TikTok. I don't enjoy it. I don't like the internet.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.